The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
It's another episode of DBB. Welcome back to DBB. I am your host, John Russell, and this is episode 144. Hoping to do a short one for you today, just to go over some things. The last time we were talking about the Fear Man, because the trailer had just been released, and I wasn't 100% sure when the Fear Man story was going to be released, because I was still in the midst of the final edit of that, the part where I add music and pull it all together as a complete production. And the original plan for this, as it was written, was to be just a one-part story, and I hoped it would clock in around 30 minutes, but unfortunately, it overran, or fortunately, I don't know which way you want to look at that. Just means you get more story, basically. It is a little bit longer than the average single episode, so it was 8 scenes, and you just never know how things are going to time out until, you know, the finished recording and edit comes in. So what happened was that some of the scenes are really long scenes. In the type of story that it was, that's kind of to be expected, but I didn't really account for how long the scenes would run once the dialogue was all put together. So it ended up being about 45 minutes when it's all edited together as a single entity. And I don't like doing these audio episodes longer than 25 to 30 minutes long. So I thought there's a great opportunity here, because there's a good point in the script a little over halfway, where it's halfway in the scenes, because it's scene 4 and there are 8 scenes, where there's a nice tense moment that I can, you know, I can actually call a cliffhanger. You know, I can make a cliffhanger out of it. So I thought that would be great to end the first episode. And then we can just make it a 2-episode story, which is what I've ended up doing. And what I probably will do is I'll release it as 2 episodes over 2 weeks. And then on the 3rd week, I'm going to release the complete 45-minute version for anybody who just wanted to hear it straight through without any interruption, without a cliffhanger, etc., and to see the difference. And there's not going to be a huge, you know, difference. There's not going to be a difference at all as far as the story content is concerned. It's just the way that it will be edited together as one complete story. So you'll have that option to listen to either one that you want. So, you know, if there are people who want to wait and listen to it all together, I understand that. But hopefully most everybody will listen to it as, you know, a 2-part story, both episodes, and then listen to the completed version on the 3rd week just to see what that was like. So hopefully everybody will tune in. Hopefully you enjoy it whichever way you listen to it. But that's how things have turned out, and I just felt it was best to do that, because I do prefer to keep our Doctor Who episodes within that half-hour mark, benchmark. So that's just me. It's our series is kind of in the mode of the classic series, and that's how I'd like to keep it. That's, you know, for the most part, that's the storytelling style, and that's also the editing style that we try to maintain for that purpose. So, yeah, I like to keep it in that mode as much as possible. And so whenever episodes do overrun like this, and we had this, we've had this many times, but we had this in episode 3 of Murder on the Solar Express. It was supposed to be a 3-part story, but episode 3 ended up being, you know, twice as long as it needed to be. So rather than cut things out of it, I just cut it in half and released it that way. And that's the same situation here with the Fear Man, is rather than, you know, try to edit it down to 30 minutes and lose 15 minutes worth of content or thereabouts, I'm just splitting it up and doing it in a serialized format, which, you know, that was the original classic series Doctor Who on television was serialized, and I love that. That's Doctor Who to me. I've never liked the longer single stories. Occasionally on our show we will do a half hour single story, because once in a while a short story is good. But as far as releasing a 45-minute episode or something, you know, that's not something I like to do. In this case, I will release the completed 45-minute version because, well, I edited it that way, so I may as well, you know, let people hear what it would sound like that way. But, you know, B, it is just for comparison's sake, and for anybody who, you know, is the opposite of me and prefers the longer format, then you'll have that version. So it's a novelty, and I'll release it for that purpose alone and let you guys decide how you prefer to listen to it. But I'm probably never going to make that the format for any of our shows. I think, as far as audio is concerned, I think people's attention span's good for about a half an hour or so, and that's about it. I don't like releasing things longer than a half an hour if I can help it. Some podcasts is a little different when you're talking. Sometimes things go on a bit longer, but I don't even like to listen to podcasts that are longer than half an hour or so because I just get bored. So I kind of put myself in the shoes of the listener when it comes to editing and try to keep things at an acceptable length, which is why I don't usually do very long episodes of DBB. There have been the occasional ones that have gone to half an hour or more, but that's when there has been a lot of information to impart, and I didn't want to break those up. But at any rate, I'm going to keep this one short. The plan is to finalize the Fear Man and get ready for releasing those. And I did decide, of course, to have a week in between, you know, or 2 weeks in between the last story and this story, the Fear Man. That wasn't the original plan, but because I had the extra editing to do, because I decided to cut Fear Man in half, it's taken me, you know, a couple extra days to get the final edit together, and I'm still kind of working on it as of this recording. But, I realized even before releasing the previous DBB, which I've done this very day, that's the day I'm recording, is the Friday that I released DBB 143, that even before doing that and after recording it, I figured out that I would be doing this in two parts. And I think in that episode, I said, oh, it's going to be a one episode, one off sort of thing. And I have to go against that now, which is why I'm doing this now just to clear that up. That was not intentional. So, yeah, I just wanted to record a special DBB for that to explain, you know, that the situation had changed. But next up, hopefully, will be me working on mastering the Magic Monsters and Mayhem Book 4 lines at last, so that I can get them off to Lee James Sands so that he can start working on editing those episodes together. And that should be the next project that you hear. You will hear things in you know, between now and then as well, you know, you'll hear the rest of the Doctor Who's Fear Man. We'll get that out over 3 weeks, and then the season will be over. And you'll still be hearing a DBB now and again. You'll still be hearing Q Who, my Doctor Who fan podcast that I do. Trying to do that more often, but the last week or so, I haven't had a chance to record one because I've been busy working on this stuff. So this kind of takes the priority. I want, you know, I want to get these things done. Somewhere in the mix, I'll be writing some new material, hopefully some Robots of the Company, some more Doctor Who's, etc. So yeah, there are other things that are going to be going on behind the scenes. As far as releases are concerned, you'll, like I said, you'll be getting more Q Who, you'll be getting more DBB. And then at some point in the next few months, you will finally get Magic Monsters and Mayhem Book 4. That is the plan. Fingers crossed. Hopefully everything turns out okay. I have no idea. I haven't even gotten into that material for several months, so I have just no idea what I'm going to find once I get in there, if there are, you know, any missing lines or, you know, needing retakes or any of that kind of stuff. I don't know. I don't know if we'll even be able to get retakes if we need them, because some of those folks are no longer with us who recorded lines for us. So it's been a very interesting production. It's been a nightmare as far as working on the series behind the scenes. It's been a dream as far as the storyline and the type of series that it is, and of course the popularity of it. I mean, if I'm honest, Magic Monsters of Mayhem has probably been our highest rated show ever, as far as the series is concerned. Books 2 and 3 in particular were really big for us, for Dream Realm, because we had more downloads and listeners than any other show we've ever, even Robots of the Company, which, you know, has been a long time been our flagship show. So, as popular as Robots is, Magic Monsters Mayhem has been even more popular, and I kind of get it. But I wish we could do a lot more, but logistically it's a tough series to do because it's very technical. It's an epic storyline, and it would be very difficult to keep that going on and on. Like, I really wanted to do a lot more, and I wanted to do a lot more with these characters, and I kind of wanted to do a lot more with the storyline as well. But the need came to wrap it up. A lot of things were not going so well, and we lost cast members. So yeah, it just ultimately came down to, I've got to write an end to this and try and get it produced. So, and we're still trying to get it produced, but yeah, it's been on a long delay for this fourth season. So yeah, it's coming. You're finally going to get to hear it. Hopefully it will be worth the wait, and we'll try to do something to remind you of the story so far when we get a little closer to releasing the actual season. So, but that's the plan for now. And so the plan for this very moment is to end this episode so that we can get on with working on those things. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you for your patience. As always, we love you to death. You are the most patient people out there. Let me tell you, the most patient audience in the world, because you put up with us waiting and waiting and delaying and working so hard behind the scenes. There just aren't many of us working on this stuff, so it's tough, you know, it's tough. And real life always throws things at you, and it certainly has thrown things at us the last 2 or 3 years, and we certainly couldn't foresee, and, you know, I don't have to reiterate all that. I don't have to elaborate. But we do appreciate the fact that you are patient and that you are still listening. Thank you guys so, so much. And you know the drill. Stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2022. All rights reserved. And is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. always warping to new dimensions.